listening to The Second Level on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with way more than the scores. Here's Eitan Shander.
Live on Twitch, twitch.tv/Shander Show. You can follow along on the stream and see up there the Twitter page of our next guest. Very excited to have a conversation with this young man, expecting a bright future in the NFL on the offensive line. That would be former KU tackle Hakeem Adeniji. You can follow Hakeem on Twitter at Keem78 the Great. Eitan Shander on The Second Level. First off, Hakeem, thank you for the time today. Congrats on all of your success. How are you doing? How are you? How's your family doing through all of this nonsense, this mess that we're going through?
No, thanks for having me. We're handling it. It's good, you know. Get some extra time with my mom and my girlfriend here. We're locked down in the house, and so it's good, you know. A lot of good talk. So I think something good has come out of it.
I bet, and it's family. So you take it and leave it how it's always been for however long we are on this planet. But you're right; we do get a chance to, I guess, be reminded a lot being around our loved ones, especially going into a huge weekend for you where you're headed to the NFL.
Man, it's what I always dreamed of, and the fact that it's here tomorrow, it's crazy. And, you know, night by night, you know, over the past week or month, you just kind of sit down, like, it's getting closer, what you've always worked for. You know, for it to finally be here and for me to know I'm going to get that call within the next few days, I can't even put it into words. I'm excited.
Well, you're in Dallas, right? From Dallas, that area?
Yeah.
So I imagine, I'm guessing, and look, I say this in Philly as an Eagles fan, but I respect the grind and I respect your hustle, sir. So I imagine going to Dallas would be ideal, right?
That's always been my team growing up. So, I mean, it would definitely be cool. But I honestly don't really have, like, a preference, I would guess.
No, and I understand that, right? Because you don't want somebody on some fan base to pull some clip of you saying, well, I want to go to Dallas, and then the Eagles or Giants draft you. And it's like, Hakeem, what did you say? No!
Yeah.
I get that. But at the same time, just your team, and it's for everybody, because here in Philly or anywhere around the country, there are plenty of times in which somebody comes from a different area, growing up following a different team. But you're right, it's just hearing your name. Now, it's going to be a little different this time because it's going to be all virtual, but have you gone through it already? Like, have you gone through the feeling and the emotion that you expect to have once you actually hear your name called?
Oh, yeah, always. You, like, you know, from our perspective, almost every year during the draft, you, like, think about it. And then, you know, there's times, I don't know, you'll have a good game or it's getting closer. You just, it's something that you always, throughout my entire life, at least 100 times more that I've envisioned. And it's right here. So, I mean, there's no way to, like, replicate that when it actually happens. But, you know, it's coming, so I'll find out soon.
It is kind of funny how we work, though, right, as humans, because you go through repetition, you go through practice throughout the week, and it's about memory, and it's about knowing your responsibilities and kind of going through that physically in practice. But you're right, there's nothing that you could do to prepare. You could talk to people. I'm sure you've talked to players that have gone through it already that are in the NFL, and they may tell you, hey, Hakeem, this is what it's going to be like. You know, it's going to be crazy. The world's going to change. But you don't know it until you go through it.
For real.
Awesome time for you, man. So I'm curious, when you look at the NFL itself, have you had anybody specific an opportunity to talk with, to maybe pick on it as a mentor and pick their brain heading into the league, especially as a tackle?
Most definitely. From the offensive line standpoint, working with Duke Manuweather, the guy I trained with more recently, that there's been a lot of elite guys that he trains that I've been able to, you know, pick their brain how it's going to be coming to the league as an offensive lineman. But, you know, the guy who I call like my big brother, Adrian Phillips, he just signed with the Patriots, but I was around him a lot growing up, and he's been in there for about 5-6 years, and you know, he's always, you know, come back and just kind of told me, and we've had talks about how it's going to be and what it takes to get to this level. And so he's definitely been a huge part of it as well.
Yeah, a lot of what we don't get is the life conversations, right? Because we imagine that somebody who is playing the league that has the chance and the opportunity to sit and chat with you is going to talk about everything, right? It's going to talk about, hey, the physical responsibilities and what you're going to have to do each and every week, how much more difficult it will be, right, from college to the NFL. But what type of life advice are you getting, are you seeing as far as how much your world is going to change from Kansas to wherever you land?
It's going to be more football. There's no school. Football is your life, it's your job. But, I mean, to me, that's awesome. Like, there's going to be moments where it's going to be hard and going to be hurt. But, I mean, this is what – to be able to do what I love to do and make a lot of money doing it, and that's, like, my only responsibility. I mean, what more could you ask for?
Hakeem Adeniji joining us at Keem78, the great – on Twitter, former KU tackle now heading to the NFL. Do you have any idea? Have you been told maybe where to expect to hear your name?
I've heard a lot of day two. And, but I mean, regardless of where I end up falling or going, whether I go higher than I expect or lower than I expect, as long as I get that opportunity, that's the biggest thing for me.
How's the interview process going on Zoom and FaceTime? And I imagine that it's easier for you than probably the guys on the other end.
Yeah, it's a little different. that's what all the teams say. They're like, well, this is like our first, you know, time doing this sort of thing. Obviously, it's our first time, but it's our only time. So, you know, they've done it, you know, in person for years and years. So it's definitely different for them. It's been kind of cool. You know, you just kind of watch, though, you usually like watch film, just, you know, talk about things, talk about the player you are, who you are, what you bring to the table, stuff like that.
Any crazy, bizarre questions thrown at you? Like, come on, man, what is this?
I haven't, through the whole process, I never got a crazy question.
I wonder if that's because of the position you play. I think that maybe it's the respect that people, you know what I mean? Like, it's business. You're protecting the quarterback. And I wonder if it's all about, you know, the focus and all. Maybe they don't have time to ask you if you were a tree, what kind of tree you were. You know, I would look at that as a sign of respect, Hakeem.
Who knows?
What have you been doing, man, when just downtime? I know it's cool to spend time with the family, but we all need a couple of minutes alone, right? So what do you do as far as downtime, even without a pandemic going on?
Without a pandemic, I love to cook. That's like my biggest hobby. Just calms me down. You know, you can be creative, and at the end of it, you get food to eat. So that's the best part. So
it's
I love to
reward.
Cook. And then, you know, just like, you know, I always kind of like just research new things that aren't in my, you know, regular day-to-day life that I may not know about. There's just so much out there, and I like learning new things. So I say those are, like, two big things that I do.
All right, so the girlfriend's coming over. What's the go-to meal in order to make sure that no issues at all in the night?
Oh, I'm making steak, and it's easy. It's one of my favorite things to cook, and my girlfriend loves steak.
I'm sure that's not a coincidence, right?
Yeah.
Now, how do you cook it? This is the big question, right? And I know people cook it a little different depending on where we are in the country, but how do you cook your steak?
Me, I'm medium rare, 100%.
That's
how we got to do it. Unfortunately, my girlfriend likes more medium well done-ish.
But not well done itself, right?
Not well done, but, like, you know what I'm saying? More like cooked, unfortunately.
Do you take it as an insult if somebody asks you to cook their steak well done, Hakeem?
Oh, yeah. I'll just say we're having burgers.
There you go. All right, now during the pandemic, what's the go-to? Are you a gamer? Are you watching TV? How are you, you know, I know film and consuming as much as you can, preparing for the NFL is taking up A, B, and C of your day, but what happens when you hit D in the pandemic?
I've never really been much of a big you know, binge watcher, but we just, me and my girl, we just finished watching Ozark. That was a really good show.
There you go.
So we've been watching some shows. Man, outside of like football, I've been playing Monopoly a lot recently.
Physically on the actual board or
on
TV?
On the app.
On the app.
Board. Nobody actually. There's not many people I feel like that like to actually play Monopoly.
I didn't know. Maybe you were a throwback here and you broke out the actual Monopoly game.
Oh man, I wish nobody here would play with me. I just went too much.
Is that it? You always land on Park Place or Boardwalk, huh? Is that how it works?
No, I got the real strategy.
Oh well, hold on a second. What's the real strategy?
I got the real.
Can you break some news here?
It's deep. If you come sit down with me, have a glass of wine, I can give you like 10-15 minutes. I can make you a pretty good, not elite. You know, that takes time. I can make you a pretty good Monopoly player.
All right, listen, man, here's the deal. If you get drafted in the North, I'm in Philly, so a drive to Boston or D.C. ain't far, especially New York or Philly itself. So I'm going to take you up on that.
Okay.
Hakeem, I appreciate you. Absolutely. Bring the board with me. I appreciate your time, man. All the best. Can't wait to hear your name.
Man, I appreciate you guys having me. It was a pleasure.
Awesome, man. Hakeem Adeniji joining us on the Progressive Guest Line at Keem78, the great. You know, that is a very important question to ask a significant other who you feel could be the one or could be a one, meaning you never know. You could be young and think, well, I'm good here to marry this person and hang for a little bit, but the death to us part is a long ways. Whatever it may be, if you're looking for a summer fling to a soulmate, one of the most important questions, food related, is how do you like your steak? And I do feel like, and I agree with Hakeem, and I was happy to hear his response. It is an insult. If you're making steak, grilling steak, and somebody asks you to grill it well done, it is an insult. You should be asked to leave the party. That's Shander's show. Now, Ron, I bet you're a well done guy, right? If I were to set odds for how Ron Culver likes his steak, I'm going to say minus 500. Medium.
Four.
Medium well.
No.
Rare?
No. I like a medium.
Perfect. Okay. So I stand corrected. See? I miss it. It's just like fake news. I can't get it right. At Shander shows how you get me. I know it's already coming. The well-done steak takes are coming. You don't know. You've never had it. Twitch.tv/Shander Show is how you can follow along in the stream. Great stuff from Hakeem Adeniji. We'll wrap the hour next year on The Second Level.